The Gemara says the sikkum of where we're holding in the Gemara. The Gemara suggested two mahalchim to explain the Mishnah. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Is it WAC? Because it says Erev Pesachim. Erev Pesachim sounds like only on Erev Pesach. Sounds like Erev Shabbat. You can eat after mincha time. So we thought it is. Rabbi, that was Rav Huna's shot. Rav Huna said it's Rav Yossi. They speak out of Rav Yossi. It's Rav Yossi. And Rav Yossi agrees in Erev Pesach that you're not allowed to eat from Somach Lemincha. That's the first ma'arach. Second ma'arach was, there is Rav, Rav Papa said, also, the author of the Mishnah was Rav Yudah. How can it be Rav Yudah? Rav Yudah holds every Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat from Mincha time. The answer is no, that was an important word at the beginning of the Mishnah. Somach Lemincha. Only said on Erev Shabbos from Mincha time, like the first verse says. The first verse says, "Le'uchal Adam Erev Be'avosli Be'arvi Shabbos Yom Tovim Mina Mincha Lamala." And here our Mishnah says, "Stomach Lemincha." To me, that's the obvious chiluk. One stomach Lemincha and one is Mincha. That is the third which Rav Papa suggested, which makes us wonder what was the question in the first place. Isn't that such an obvious answer? The Mishnah says Somuch and the Braisa didn't. Mm-hmm. Isn't that such an obvious answer? What was the question? Don't ask questions that don't exist. So the very last line of thesis gives us the clue. On the very last line of the Omid. That's right, that one hashtag. In a mincha lamala, the thesis, hashtag sol kedaito, the lav dafke. And when it says mincha, it doesn't mean mincha, mincha, it meant, hello, I didn't stomach the mincha, it meant stomach the mincha. That's what we thought it meant stomach the mincha. Memela, when the Brisa says that Yehuda said that every Erev Shabbos mustn't eat mincha time, it didn't mean mincha, it meant stomach the mincha. So that's why we asked the question. Our Mishnah says on Erev Pesach, he mustn't eat stomach the mincha. And Mashma, only Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, began. You can. You can eat afterwards as well. And the abuser said, now on Erev Shabbos, you mustn't eat Somach Lemincha. That's what we thought you meant, Somach Lemincha. To which your Papa said, no, sorry, that wasn't the pshat. The Papa said, the Brisa was very mizuk. The Brisa was very mizuk. The Brisa says, Mincha. And the Mishnah says, Somach Lemincha, because on Erev Pesach, it's also ready from Somach Lemincha. And on Erev Shabbos, it's only also from Mincha time. So why didn't he ask it? Go on, sir, what's your question? What's the difference half an hour?
It's for eating with
gusto. Right.
And forgetting. All these fruits that we have.
With all shiurim you can ask that. With all shiurim you can say, what's the difference about this or that or the other? Maisa Chazal, in their infinite wisdom, they worked out that, yeah, somebody who starts eating already, you ask him what's the difference to how much you eat if you eat half an hour earlier. See, we can ask your question another way. Chazal didn't want us to start eating from Somach Lemincha, right? Or from Mincha. It doesn't make a difference to me so much. Why? So you should have an appetite. But it did let you eat if you started beforehand.
That's later on.
Right. They did let you eat. I had that reason. Right. So that, I think, is your main, the main issue that is the underlying point of your question.
That's exactly.
I think that's the underlying point of your question. That a certain stage that Chazal said, from here you have to now worry about the mitzvah in the evening. Now they said, for every Shabbos, from Mincha time, you have to start worrying about your mitzvah of the evening. And before that, they didn't impose on you restrictions of what you may do. And on Erev Pesach, because it's more common, on Erev Pesach, they need restrictions earlier. Now,
is it right. Psychological point? In psychological point?
Psychological, you could say that they imposed on us certain restrictions already earlier to worry about the mitzvah of later. Now, we haven't answered your main point, which was the really underlying point of your question. If the reason why you're not to eat is because you should have an appetite, so then why, if you started eating beforehand, do you not have to stop? You're allowed to continue. That's the point which needs to be addressed at a later stage. But at the moment, what we do see is that from a certain point, from some stage of the day, he says, it's now incumbent on you to worry about the mitzvah in the evening. That's what they put on you, chiyuvim, contribute. So now on Shabbos, where it's nice, einig Shabbos, gewaltige Sache, einig Shabbos, gewaltig. So on Shabbos, they imposed on you already restrictions from mincha time. But on Yom Petach, where it's more common, they made restrictions earlier. They could have said it from early in the morning. They didn't. They said from half an hour before mincha. But it's all restrictions. Worrying about the mitzvah is going to be later on. But I'm asking to you on your. The question you didn't raise,
right,
that needs to be addressed.
Just some examples.
Yeah, yeah. Needs to be addressed. So that was Rav Huna's. Oh, so that's Rav Huna's teret. So Rav Huna's, Rav Papa's teret. What was the Papa's teret? That there's a chiluv between Erev Shabbos and Erev Pesach, even a contributor. The Gemara then asked on Rav Papa, oh, that's not true. The price is not like that. The price is even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat from 9 hours. You're quite right, Erev Shabbos, it's 9 hours. From 9 hours, it's quite clear then, from when that is. You can't start fiddling around the time.
So 9 hours
is not a chaminza. 9 hours is not a chaminza, because you're not allowed to eat already from 9 hours on Erev Shabbos. So if Papa's Teretz has gone out the window. The Papa's Teretz has gone out the window. The Gemara suggested that maybe this price is a mistake and it's not didn't really exist. The Gemara says it's not true. That price is an authorized price, so we do have to accept it. And if so, we're left with a problem. What's chat in the Mishnah? Erev Pesach, who's the author? It can't be Rav Yehuda. Indeed, the Maskam of the Gemara was going like Rav Yehuda. The grace, right? It's going. White is the way of saying the clearest answer. Right? White is clear, right? And it's clear like the first chance. Right? Machvata comes also from white, but Machvata could have a nice. White meaning clear to us, like Rav Huna explained, that means the author of the Mishnah is only a grace. Yesterday we explained that Rav Huna was saying that Yoytzi is more machon Erev Pesach because, like the Rashbam says, like the Gemara says, Rishum Chiyuv the Matzah. Chiyuv the Matzah. Chiyuv the Matzah, the Rashbam tells us, because it's Choyva. It's Choyva. Erev Seif Lamatis. We explained yesterday that the Chilik is right to Jabbar, that the mitzvah to eat on Shabbos is a mitzvah to Rabbano. I think the mitzvah to eat on Pesach is like the Pesach says, Erev Seif Lamatis Gachiv. There is another Mahalach that. Huh? Right. There is another Mahalach. We're going to explain that this. There are opinions, not all. There are is a miut. It's not the ikut stuck, but there are opinions that there's a chiyuv deraita to eat meals on Shabbos as well. Our opinions. The Taz holds. No. Most opinions hold it's Rabbanon, and we learn out from a possible bit in a smachta. Smachta means it's Rabbanon, but they found some type of remez in the Torah for that. But most opinions hold it's Rabbanon. Or eating Shabbos is Rabbanon. But there are opinions that hold that you've got chiv to eat the raisa. And if so, then we'll back. Got the question again, so what's Rabbi Yossi differentiating between Shabbos and Pesach? Those are Chiyuvei Deraisa.
What do you mean by Pesach?
By Matzah.
No, that's just eating itself.
One more dinim on that. Why should that mean? What's now? When you don't have to have an appetite for the Karpas, you have to have an appetite for Matzah. Chiyuvei the Matzah, it says, Chiyuvei the Matzah. So why, for Matzah, do you have to ensure you have an appetite? And not for your Shabbos meal. Both them are Deraisa.
Shabbos is only one desire, which if a person's eating
it. Matzah is also an exact.
If he's eating from Minchan, as we discussed, he can time himself because he knows, oh, so it's 8 or 4. If I've left a little room, he's not saying I'm being hungry again, like we talked about before. Yes. He's eating at the Minchan. Hey, save a little room. I am. I got room to have 6 feet.
Well, I'm not talking about meal yet.
Person
you're allowed to eat a meal on Erev Shabbos, it's a contribution, at 2:30 or 3 o'clock, what time did you say it was?
4 o'clock.
For all mincha, samach l'mincha?
Three.
Yeah, but what's it now? 3 o'clock. You're allowed to have a meal at 3 o'clock. Have a nice full meal at 3 o'clock. Stop at 4 o'clock. Have your shower, ready for the bath, and then go to shul and have your meal at 6-7 o'clock. You're allowed to do that according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Why are you not worried that you won't have an appetite for your 7 o'clock meal?
Does Yossi say you can eat till night?
You can, but you don't have to.
But I'm saying, I can see him saying that because you're allowing that to speak.
I'm telling you, he allows it also to have two separate meals.
Okay.
Why? Two separate meals, you don't have your store.
He has no problem that you can eat 1-2 times a break.
Why not? You don't have an appetite for it. They won't. It'll be just like for matzah. You said you do have to make sure that you have the appetite. So make sure the same thing. By Shabbos meal, you'll come to your Shabbos meal and say, "Oh, I've eaten such a big meal at 4 o'clock. I can't eat anything more." It can happen. It can happen. So different Jewishim. I thought Rafi would say one teretz, which he started saying yesterday with the barbecue meat. But different Jewishim. One teretz is that a very status figure thing. On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be oynik Shabbos, to be ma'anik Shabbos, to be enjoy your Shabbos. Now, enjoy your Shabbos with meal, you want mitzvahs or ice to eat. What happens if somebody enjoys himself by fasting? He personally prefers not to eat. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to fast. For instance, somebody has a very bad dream, and he's very worried. He's very worried. So the way to counteract the bad dream is to fast. You're allowed to fast on Shabbos. How can you fast on Shabbos? You can't fast on Shabbos, which is a Shabbat TV.
Sure.
How come you're allowed to fast? Answer is, because it's not serious about any Shabbos. Because right now I'm so petrified about my dream that for me, oynig is not to eat. That's an oynig.
Not to be petrified.
Right, and that way I'll be happier.
So first, it's like saying a doctor says do this on Shabbat. Okay, but that's a very extreme case.
It's not a doctor quite right. That's the reason why it's allowed is you're not allowed to fast any other fast. The reason why it's allowed is because that's my oynik. And the same is also you're meant to have fish on Shabbos. Father and son, he doesn't like fish. Does he have to force himself to have fish?
No.
You have to have wheat on Shabbos. Somebody who's allergic to wheat, does he have to force himself to eat it? No, why not? It's a mitzvah d'oraisa according to some opinions. Teretz says, yeah, the mitzvah d'oraisa is to be ma'anig to Shabbos. There's no oynik for me. The oynik for me is not to eat it. So I don't need to eat it. So now, somebody who filled himself up so full, and now when he comes on Friday night, he sees the food, he says, oh, I can't eat that. So what's the oynik for him? To eat it or not eat it? Not to eat it. She's making his oynik Shabbos by not eating it. He can't. That's it for today. That's it. Tonight, I cannot eat. Filled himself up till his nth degree. And it gets bigger in the stomach. He can't look at it. So in Agami, he can't make kiddush. You can listen. He won't be able to make kiddush in the morning.
So that's 3 meals the next day.
Well, that's 2 meals the next day. What happens if he can't eat even the next day? That's only Shabbos means I have to be ma'anig my Shabbos. I have to feel good on Shabbos. To the Mela, there's no problem to stuff yourself an Arab Shabbos, says Rabbi Yossi, because you won't be serious about only Shabbos in the nighttime. Shenking Sham Pesach, but those in Oynik Pesach, the dinner of Be'etzech L'matzah, you go here to eat the matzah. So therefore says Rabbi Yossi, if you stop yourself on Erev Pesach, there'll be a risk that you won't be able to eat on Erev Pesach, and therefore you won't be able to. That's with the Lomdus Yismach Shab. Another Mahalach, some say, is that matzah is dry and never harder to eat. I'm thinking bread is more got tablinum and things, it's easier to eat, there's not such a risk. So yes.
If I came into Shabbos because of this meal that I can't walk and the next
right.
morning, it seems to me that a half hour makes a difference. Because if I listened to all the Rav and 1 half hour prior had eaten not here, it seems to me if I wait a half hour into Shabbat, I'm going to be eating again. Had I not eaten at 3, if I
ate at 2:30, Rabbi... No, like we said, remember what said. He said that this time was a certain restriction that they said, from here you have to worry about it. They're not saying, had you started half an hour earlier, then you'd already have your appetite.
If I ate at 2, would the rabbi be okay with me stuffing my face?
Yes.
It's still cooking.
Yeah, 2 till 7, 2 till 9.
Good.
Even if I'm going to do that.
It seems to me on Shabbat, if I did eat too much, since I'm not on a clock of quick, yeah, 4 glasses of wine, the kids are going to see, oh, I could wait, you know what? Everybody's sitting on the...
Not true.
6:30.
It's not true. It's simply not true.
At 6:30 I would
it's
eat.
It's not true. At 6:30 you also have outside.
So if I ate at 2, I'd still be in trouble.
Yeah.
Please, sir.
Because it's not so. We're not saying that Chazal worked out this 3 hours. If you have 3 hours, then you will have an appetite. If you had 3.5 hours, you will have the appetite. It's not what Chazal said. Chazal gave a certain restriction. From here, you have to worry about your evening meal. They could have told you from the morning, but they didn't. They said, from here, you have to worry about your evening meal. But, therefore, they didn't put any restriction on us on earlier. And if you eat earlier, you'll be as full, because you could fill yourself, you could eat from 2 till 7. You'll be as full. You have more time to press.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a restriction from then on.
Pressure of Shabbat and the pressure of the sitter, everybody waiting.
Shouldn't make a difference.
Even all Shabbat, if I waited a half an hour, I could...
That's all semantics.
So if the person ate at 2 and couldn't eat coming into Shabbat, it's just...
Yeah, from 2 till 6, right? They had a meal which only people from the other side of the world could do. 4 hours of non-stop eating. Right? Well, that's what he did. He did that. And you're allowed to do that.
Good.
Come Shabbos, you think you'll be able to eat something?
No.
That's Musa contributes. Why? Because for him, that's any Shabbos. Not eating anymore is any Shabbos.
Because it's totally
satiated. Right.
So
then drinking and having it. Right. But she ain't came from Pesach.
You do that.
Those in Oinek. From Pesach, was in it, you have to eat.
Right.
That's also very good, Rabbi. Excellent.
What are you looking at? Rewind that.
Alright,
right. Maybe later.
So now we're up to where we're holding in the Gemara. The Gemara now says, why is the Mishnah better according to Huna? The Huna said, who's author of the Mishnah? Himself? Who's author of the Mishnah? Okay. So why is it better? The Huna Minichah, Homer Vimi, Homer Vimichon, Vitei Mamer Bavo, Homer Vimichon, Homer Vimichon, two different authors who it could be who said this statement. But they said like this, Halacha Kebuda. The Halacha is like Kebuda on Erev Pesach. We follow the Halacha of Kebuda when it comes to Erev Pesach. The Halacha Kebesi by Erev Shabbos. And we follow the opinion of Kebesi by Erev Shabbos. A very important point. If I tell you the Halacha is like a particular person, it means there's somebody that disputes it. Right? So if I tell you the Halacha is like Kebuda on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, sorry. And Halacha Erev Yetzi and Erev Shabbos. So we now know there's a dispute both by Erev Pesach and by Erev Shabbos. That means on Erev Shabbos we know there's a dispute. We know Erev Yetzi and Erev Yudah Achelik and Erev Shabbos. It's a price of permission. But also on Erev Pesach there's a machloikas. I told you Halacha Erev Yudah on Erev Pesach. Then in Halacha we follow the opinion of Erev Yudah on Erev Pesach. Means somebody disputes that. Right, so it's not like Evona. Evona told me that Rav Yossi agrees to Evona. Rav Yossi agrees to Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach. Here you see that Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah, Omer Birchon, or Bevo, Omer Birchon, Chanina, they both said that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach, meaning Rav Yossi. Chaylik. Evona told me there's no machlokes, but you see they hold there is. So it's kashan Evona. How can Evona tell me there's no machlokes? We have Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Yechon said there was. Right, that's the question. You get the question from my parents. Evona is telling me that on Erev Pesach there's no machlokes. And yet, if a form of Vesi Rachanina clearly holds an Erev Pesach was Machlekes. Repeated this a number of times, I thought maybe somebody might ask on it. Ask on this question. But that's the question. The question was, the Rav Huna is telling me that on Erev Pesach, the Rav Huna is trying to tell me that on Erev Pesach there's no Machlekes. And I've got an opinion saying clearly not like that. Are you saying, Yelson? Why not?
Possible doesn't necessarily mean that
Yossi disagrees with him. Otherwise, why are you saying, why are you Yehuda? Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Say that Halacha Rabbi Yossi always. Right, so say halacha. So say halacha kevayti always, and then we'll know. And halacha kevayti means when I have Pesach to be machmir, and I have Shabbos to be maker.
Then I would think that the
distinction
between them when it comes to.
Now the question which you could have asked, not had to ask, could have asked, that these people are Amoraim. That's who they are. These are before Amoraim and Chanina the Amoraim. Rebun is also an Amoraim. So the two Amoraim are arguing with each other. You don't normally ask one person or another person. You don't normally ask Gavra a Gavra. So Gavra a Gavra Kuralis. It's this person and this person. So he held, Rebun held that there's no Machlekes, and they held there is. So,
you're
saying
in the name of
your Yechon.
Yeah.
Yechon.
He's calling you Rebbe.
No.
Again.
Okay. So you want to say that is a time. Very good. Okay, that could be an answer. The Moscow asked the council, but yeah, he answered. So, that was the question. Halacha, Mechlau, Halacha, Rebbe Yehuda ben Pesach, Mechlau, the Pali, Tevyeshi, Bechavayu, it's Mukhaf, Tevyeshi, argues by both. That was the question on Rav Huna's chat, right? Rav Huna told me on Erev Pesach, there's no Machlekes. AC clearly not. I mentioned yesterday, the Tosafot says that even if you learn Erev Papa, there's no machlokes in Erev Pesach. Right? Tosafot says that even if you hold Erev Papa, the author of the Mishnah is Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda also agrees on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat. That's the Tosafot at the top here said that. So this question is a question on Reb Huna, it's also, really also a question on Erev Papa, that we see here that that these Amoraim said there is the machlokes also an Erev Pesach. There are great seals and Erev Pesach you can't eat from, you can eat even some of the minza. So the answer is, and this is when we start the second half of the sugya, the answer is no, that's not the machlokes. There's no machlokes regarding when you're allowed to start eating the meal. The only machlokes is Halacha Mechlal de Pligi Bas Sokol. There's a machlokes regarding if you started, do you need to stop? You started the meal before night time. Night time arrives, do you need to stop? And what's the halacha? Halacha, the fact that we use the word halacha in Mechlal, that we can infer from that, the Pligi Bas Sokol. They're arguing regarding when to stop. Halacha ki Reb Yehuda, the Erev Shabbos means that regarding the machlokes which we're about to learn now, that Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi argue about stopping the meal, if you started and you want, do you need to stop? On that, halacha ki Reb Yehuda on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you have to stop your meal once it comes to nightfall. If you were eating before night, and again it came nightfall, you have to stop. We'll see what that means to stop. You have to stop your meal. Comes nightfall, according to Reb Yehuda, couldn't Reb Yehuda carry on your meal? Couldn't Reb Yehuda, on Erev Pesach, you can carry on your meal, and even through nightfall, come to 10, 11 o'clock at night, you say, okay, it's time to stop, bench, and then do your seder. That's according to Reb Yehuda. I think in contribute that comes nightfall, you have to stop. So when this writes,
I think that you don't have to stop here, but there's no indication of retribution at all that's spoken about how to stop here.
Right. There's no indication whatsoever. I'll tell you why it is. There's a brisa. There's a brisa which we're about to learn now. A brisa tells me to argue about my speaking. There's a mishnah that tells me to argue about starting. Right, well, a mishnah we worked out means to argue. That they argued about starting the meal. So now, we had a statement by someone that said, by these Amoraim, who said, Halacha ke Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach. So now we thought it was we automatically thought it was referring to when you can start your meal. Now we say no, it's referring to the other braisa, which is talking about, do you have to stop your meal in the middle? Right? So let's see that inside.
Without the braisa coming out, is that halacha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Shabbat? Have you had that question? Is that what brought out weight? If the halacha is like that, maybe they're talking about something else. But no, we could have ended the sugi right there and said, okay, that's how it is.
No,
if it, well, that would cause us to analyze further.
Yeah. If you say halacha Yehuda, it means that he's chaylik. We're saying in our mission, there's no machlekes.
Right.
So then we stop.
That's what brought this up.
Right.
As soon as you said halacha, I said, oh, maybe we're in the wrong game.
Right. Means there's another discussion. Elsie, what did you want? Want me to read again? No.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tricky how to read this. So maybe we'll read it from the question again. So the question really starts, Halacha Kriyagudah Be'er Pesach Mechal Depali. You see what that is? It's about 7-8 lines down. Halacha Kriyagudah Be'er Pesach. They said, Halacha Kriyagudah Be'er Pesach Mechal. We can refer from that. Depali. Rabbi Yossi B'Tavaya. Rabbi Yossi argues by both. Rabbi Yossi also argues regarding Be'er Pesach. Right, you can't be the author of the Mishnah. And the Gemara, like, that's not how you read it. That's not what you, it's your halacha. The word halacha meant mechlal. From that word, we can infer to pligi that they are arguing tafsaka with something else, with tafsaka, with stopping the meal.
Why is that word indicating
halacha? Halacha implies that they argue. Right? Argue about what? So we thought that they argue about the Mishnah. It's not true. They argue about what we're about to read now. No, halacha implies there's an argument here. About which argument? So you thought it meant that one. I'm telling you, it means a different one. Halacha mechal de pligi. Which machlekes? Basaka, like we're going to see. No, halacha mechal de pligi, then they argue. Basaka. We're not telling you what that's talking about. We're basaka. Titania, consider the braisa. I'm speaking the Shabbosis. If you're in the middle of your Friday afternoon meal, or your Purim in Yerushalayim this year, and you're eating your meal on Erev Shabbos, eating your Purim Suda, and along comes nightfall, you have to stop. Mafsikin Shabbos, what does it mean by Mafsikin? So we're going to see the Rashbamal, you have to take away the table and bring it again fresh for Shabbos. Tivir Yehuda, if you see I may Mafsikin, if he says you don't, you can keep going. But my sir,
Shabbos only, or?
Oh, very good. Good hour. Good hour. Very good hour. Let's just see the story first. My sir, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shema Subim Ba'akoi, they were reclining in Akoi. Reclining doesn't mean it's anything to do with Pesach. Reclining just because that's how they act. V'kiddush aleim ayoyim, v'kiddush aleim ayoyim means it became nightfall, it became night. No, night. Became night. Kiddush aleim, not that they were Mekadosh, it became for them Kodosh. Amalei of Shimon Gamliel, the Rebbeisen. Remember, look who are these who are the players in this story here, right? We have Shimon Ben Gamliel, who's quite powerful in our discussion. And then we have the two antagonists. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, good question. But there's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda was a big man that says, come Erev, come Shabbos, and in the middle of your meal, what do you have to do? You have to stop. Rabbi Yossi is the big man who says, keep going. And they went, Akai, and do you know who was the Morad As of Akai? Rabbi Yossi. So now, along with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, wasn't wanted to be diplomatic. So Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, Rabbi's the loss of COVID. Rabbi, Betzincha, Nastik, Tenechash, Tivir Yehuda, Chavirinu, do you want us, maybe, perhaps, to break, to have a stop our meal? in order that Rabbi Yehuda, come say Rabbi Yehuda, this is Yehuda, because again, Rabbi Yehuda was more than happy, that Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda should be comfortable. His shita is, what's his shita? Stop. Now you can imagine, it wasn't just the three of them there. They must have had a whole big, all the time meeting around them as well. They weren't just three rabbis together. So, if Shimon Gamliel was saying to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, let's be nice. Let's be nice and care for Rabbi Yehuda.
Let's be nice.
Would you wish?
Should we be concerned?
No, Ritzoyncha is your wish. Shenapti, that we should stop. Shenechus, and to take into account the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda.
This is not a matter of concern.
To be concerned for the opinion of Rabbi
Yehuda.
No. I know that you have got arguments here. I know Rabbi Yehuda is feeling uncomfortable here. Rabbi Yehuda wants to stop. Let me ask you a question before we go on. According to Rabbi Yehuda, are you allowed to carry on the meal?
No.
Rabbi Yehuda, you must stop. According to Rabbi Yehuda, are you allowed to stop?
Yes, you're allowed to.
You're allowed to stop. You don't need to stop. You're allowed to stop. So here we have a case. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is feeling I need to stop it. And Rabbi Yehuda could stop if he wanted to. So he's asking him, would you like, is it your wish that we should cater for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda here? Now, if Rabbi Yehuda would be here, would not be here, I know you'll continue your meal and you don't care less. Because you hold it okay. Say that Rabbi Yehuda is here. So would you like to cater for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our situation? Right? So the answer was, Amalai. Right. So Amalai, he said, "B'chol yom v'yom v'beishi." Said, "B'chol yom v'yom atav chaviv zvoi." Sure, right. That always, you, Rav Shimon Gamliel, always listen to what I tell you. You always, every time I tell you a chiddush, wow, you love what I'm saying. Lifnei Rav Yehuda, even more than Rav Yehuda, because halacha is Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, halacha Rav Yosi, Ripasa Rav Yosi. So whenever there's a machlokes, Rav Yosi and Rav Yehuda, you say, wow, I'm going to go with Rav Yosi. Ha'achshav, ata machabez, divrei Rav Yehuda b'fonai, and now all of a sudden you're going to show so much concern for the opinion of Rav Yehuda in front of me. Hagam lichvoish et amalka, emi babayis, and to the most inyad yoyma, right? You're going to, this is what Haman did to Esther, right? And Hagam lichvoish et amalka, emi babayis,
we're going to say, it was her, that's why he said this, that's why he posted it. It was
boring. I guess I'm wondering.
Why did you change the subject?
It
must have been just like coming to the
spirit.
Uncle,
Uncle
the
wall. You know what this is called. Yeah. Purim Torah. Okay. Fair enough.
We're all
done. But they were definitely feeling in a good mood here. So then he said, so Shimon Gamliel said, then came Loi Nafik. Then we won't stop. Shema, you tell me this, Yikvu, Halach. Because if we do stop now, then being the Talmidim all around us will therefore say that halach is you have to stop. Halach is you have to stop. And therefore, they didn't stop. It's a bit difficult, the word Omale here, I must admit. Who's Omale? So we simply know, some are saying clearly, Leonard. Was Rav Shimon Gamliel answering back? And the Rashbam learns like that. Omaloi Rav Shimon Gamliel, inke loy nafsik. We will not stop, because if we do stop, then Talmidim will say that Allah is like.
Why weren't you concerned beforehand? Did you need an answer from a Yehudi
to tell you that
maybe you will
get back? I'm asking to your
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm asking
to your and I don't understand the answer of. You always take my side. Why wouldn't you take my side now? I want evidence.
What's right? What do you mean? I always take your side.
What's right to the ability? What's right to the ability? What's right to the ability? The lock is like a ability.
What?
The lock is like a ability.
But that's not what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
You always take my side.
Yeah, he's saying, if Rebuilder wouldn't be here, whose track would you follow?
So, for the husband, you're either saying we're doing it to try to be nice to him, or which doesn't mean I'm going with his stock, it doesn't mean I'm trying to be nice, or you're saying that I was concerned about your stock versus his stock, and I want to posture like him, and now you're saying to me, why would you posture like him? You're always posturing like me. That's not a serious idea to posture like you. Tell me your proof, and I'll posture like you. Because I posture like you 99
right.
times, that means that 100 times I have to posture like you as well? That's your answer? Yeah. The halacha is,
and he knew it, Shimon Gamliel knew it, the halacha is like a beauty. All he wanted to do was to show concern for Rabbi Yehuda. That means to validate Rabbi Yehuda somewhat, he's busy, to which Rabbi Yehuda said, by validating Rabbi Yehuda here, or he's showing concern, you are in effect giving weight to his stuck. You're saying, yeah, we're going to stop here now. And then if someone else said, you're right. Now, if so, all the Talmidim who see us stop are going to say, right, the halacha must be like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was upset about. Rabbi Yehuda was upset by showing concern for the other person, you're giving weight and credence to his tzak. And that's something which you're doing in my home, in my tzak, in my place, where I'm the Lord Asa, you're going to start giving credence and weight to the other opposing stuck, which is not the right stuck. I can't believe what's the market for buying.
Even if he was full, he couldn't stop.
But he could have stopped.
No.
At this point. After I've had the whole discussion.
Why important? Rabbi didn't say you can't stop. He said you don't have to stop.
Right. That was.
He could still accommodate you without making such a thing against
you. That was the Shimon Wheel's point. Let's show concern for him. You're allowed to stop. But against you felt that by doing that you're giving a certain weight and validation to his opinion, and that's something which you basically couldn't take.
So what does that look like? With, how do you know Shabbos is coming in? No kiddush being made right now.
No kiddush being made.
So where are you kiddush being
made? After your meal.
You have the raita.
After your meal.
What?
After your meal.
To make kiddush.
After your meal.
So they're continuing for Sukkah. They're having like an amazing time. They're getting drunk. And now there's a chance. We have a Dorabanan of Purim versus the Oraita of Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush Hayom. Leil Shabbos. And here there's potential that not going to be able to do it.
Why not?
Because they
ain't drunk, you know. You this is a classic. Unbelievable. You make a bunch of unlockers.
You have to take it to Philadelphia.
A whole bunch of unlockers here, but man, they're fulfilled up. A galling impression. Amazing question.
But it's nothing. We know it for it.
Number one is about the chum, right? About a
Sorry, completely off. Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? Chav Gimel Amud Beis.
Chav Gimel Amud Beis.
The three things that Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie about. He's allowed to lie about Maseches. That means whether he's, yeah. He doesn't have to say I know all of Shas, or I know half of Shas. Doesn't need to say that. Right? He doesn't have to say about Poryo. And he doesn't have to say about Shpizo. If they ask him where's the good host, he doesn't need to say where's the good host. Right? So, what's Puria? So, Mashallah, Puria means, are you drunk enough on Purim? And he's allowed to say, yeah, I don't know the difference between Orohon and Baruch Matzah. He's allowed to say, even though he's not really that fine. Talmud Chacham does not need to get drunk, they say, and therefore it's fair enough to say that even if this was Purim, and even if they were the type of people that would drink wine and get drunk, they would still be okay. He's allowed to lie about that he's drunk because it's not, so he doesn't need to get drunk. So the Mela, the halacha was that they, Omru, they said, that means the Bnei Yeshiva said, Omru lo yizol misham ad shekavu alach yaveisi, until they fix and establish that the halacha is like a beis about this, so you do not need to stop on Erev Shabbos. You do not need to stop. I mean, this, there was a minor here. The Jew and the Shimon and all the Talmidim around. And they said, we're not leaving this meal now, that we had a discussion on this, until we establish once and for all who is the halacha like. And they took a vote, and the halacha was like Rabbi Yossi, and that is the halacha. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that you're allowed to continue eating on Erev Shabbos, going into your Shabbos meal, you don't need to stop.
What does this mean that the vote?
And all the time, how did they ever make a decision on what the halacha is like?
I don't know.
They took a goyel, or had a vote amongst the whole big mikvah, and they had a vote amongst the talmidim, amongst the main yeshiva. So normally that's how it went. When with the vote, the Gemara even says the halacha when you have machlokes the biyudim the beis halacha is like a biyosi. The big shaila, what does that mean? Does it mean just hashkocha pratis, or means that there always was like that? There always was the halacha. Like Rabbi Yossi. There's no reason why, because your name is Yossi, you get the
blank
check. That's it. The passage was that in all of Shas, we have not going to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha was like Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Gemara Ezrin was saying. And this is a case where they had a stock and they...
That's what they established. That's what they
did. No, against anyone.
No, against Rabbi Yossi.
Huh?
Against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi.
It says...
In this Gemara here, there was a Yehuda and a Beis.
No, but when you said the halacha is, where is it?
No, in this case, the halacha is a Beis. With regard to Hashkocha, the halacha is like a Beis. Yeah. Let's see some Rashbam. I haven't seen the Rashbam yet. Let's see the Rashbam. Yeah. Mechlal de Pali Gevesi B'Chavayo. Afil Me'e Pesach.
Yeah, okay.
Ve'echi Ma'ikam Atnik Gevesi. We thought that Allah means the Machlek is how could the Bona say the Mishnah is going to be Gevesi. The Gemara said, no, Mechlal de Pligi, Lav Toko. You're right, they argue. They argue about something else. Hold on, Rabbi Yimei, Allah give you the Be'er Pesach, the Mashma, the Palik. That what is Nimsagan. Hold on, Rabbi Yimei, that what Rabbi Yimei said. Allah give you the Be'er Pesach, the Allah like give you the Be'er Pesach. The Mashma, which implies the Palik, now Me'er Beishe, Beishe also argues. Be'er Pesach, that's last stock with the penny. Talking about last stock.
Yeah?
Is the subject
halal,
or is the subject?
Well, we thought it was a scholar. And we must know what's going to be. It's talking about soccer. Right? See his chalechol on Erev Pesach. If he started eating even on Erev Pesach, there ain't no imasik. If he held, you do not need to stop. Stop. Have a hot meal. Let's just start a meal. Moshe Beitzi to us. Moshe Beitzi to us. You're not allowed to start. Masnitz the mitzchit v'ascholom. Our Mishnah and Daf Shadi to Esam and Beis is regarding starting. But if you eat Yitzchik, and it's getting controversy. The Gemara Shalom, because it comes to teach us the Rabbi Yosi be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Yosi is made on Pesach, they must eat him. Why is the Rabbi Yosi Matzim on Pesach? Because of Chiyuv the Matzim, the Gemara said why.
If he starts before Pesach
Shalom,
and you're going to say you're going to allow me to eat all the way to the Leil HaSeder.
This is Yeshua's Aura before. It's a very good Aura, which you'll have to work out. Not today. Something which you'll have to come up with in Maharas. That we find, we see, I can just tell you what it says at the moment. There's certain things that Chazal tell us you're not allowed to do from when you have to already worry about the mitzvah. But if you're already doing something, you don't need to stop. There's countless examples of that. For instance, saying Shema. You're not allowed to start a meal before you say Shema at night time. If you already started the meal beforehand, then you don't need to stop to say Shema. Now why do they tell you you mustn't eat, start a meal before saying Shema? It's because you might get carried away. But once you started eating, they didn't make you stop. That's one example.
Should I get carried away front of your mind and now be conscious in the middle, or you can
lay back? No, lay back.
Why wouldn't I be carried away?
You would. And the same thing with Shisayim, and the same thing. Countless mitzvahs. And Suda itself before Mincha, we find this thing that Chazal say, from this time you have to worry about it. Now before that time, you don't need to worry. And if you're a Maskul Be'etah, you don't even need to stop. Right? It's governed by it. We can comment on that to say, we'll have to work out see if we can come up with a spar for this. At the moment, what we do see is that the Chiyuv, the Issus to start, is because since already now was mutzal on you to worry about the mitzvah, you're not allowed to stop. From 9.5 hours or 9 hours was mutzal on you the mitzvah to about your matzah. So therefore you have to worry about it and not start the meal. But 9 from 9 hours. But before that time you didn't have to worry about your mitzvah. So therefore you were allowed to stop. You have to stop. Now once I'm involved in something, do I need to stop? Says the Greasy, you do not need to stop. You do not, you can carry on.
Rabbi Yehuda, if you started in the time that was Heter, he also got.
You have to stop.
No, so you started in the time that was permitted.
You have to stop.
So he's the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. He's saying you shouldn't go eating up until the moment of El Seder, because the reason the rabbis made rules. As opposed to, no, that's you. I have all my rights, I can do what I want.
Not exactly. You're making a mistake, which you'll find out when we learn this Rashi, coming up. See if you can stop to spot it. The Tanya de Vastokanami Plili, not this Rashi, as well. The Tanya, because the Brayta says that they argue also by Avstoka. What's that Rashi want? What's that Rashi want? The Tanya de Vastokanami Plili. The Tanya, because the Brayta says that they argue also by Avstoka.
What does it mean to make a breath?
In this word, the Rashbam lies in an important point which Yossi raised already, and Toby's going to talk about it. In this Brisa, you don't actually see that they're arguing about Erev Pesach. You don't see that. All you see is they're arguing about Stokka. That's all you see. They argue about Stokka, they argue about Shabbat. We don't know anything about Erev Pesach. The Brisa is not bringing me a raya that they're arguing on Erev Pesach. All they bring me a raya is that there's also machlekes about Stokka. We are going to say, therefore, that this machlekes is not only by Avstaka of Shabbos, also of Erev Pesach. But that's us extrapolating from the Brisa. What's the Brisa actually say? The Avstaka Nami Pri. That there is a dispute by Avstaka as well. That's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mafsikin HaShabbosis. Here goes. Mafsikin HaShabbosis. This is the Machlekes. Mihiskel Sudosoi Beheto Koyza Mincha. And they started the meal Beheto. Important words. They started the meal before the Issah. Koyza Ma Mincha, which you contribute the word before Mincha. Or Samach Mincha. And he was eating until it means Samach Mincha. When we say mincha in the Gemara, it means, doesn't mean dafka mincha, it means somat mincha. That's the maskana of the
day.
When we say mincha, it could mean somat mincha. The maskana, that's what we're holding. Because we're saying that this mission, this writer, was somat mincha. So when Rashbam says mincha, it means somat mincha. So if he started eating the meal, koydim amincha, koydim amincha, and he was eating until it got dark. Rafi, don't turn pages. Rafi, this is important. Rashbam, you were eating until it got dark. Dark means nightfall. Stars came out. Yeah, that's what it is. Night, choshech, dark. What happened in the night makkah in Mitzrayim? It was dark, right? It was not shkia. So afilu. You have to stop the meal straight away when it gets dark. So makadish hayoim and make kiddush. So stop your meal and make kiddush. The Yehuda says you started before the ninth hour, and you can keep going until nightfall. Not until the ninth hour. Until nightfall.
Yeah.
You can keep going till nightfall. Once it comes to night, you have to stop and kill it. Until then, you can keep going. So if you're the non-mamish, like you're saying, the spirit and the letter and I don't know what else is the law.
So right? But you started before.
You started before, you can keep going until nightfall.
Then. Like
but come nightfall, you have to stop. And Rosie says, you can keep going. So we're going to have to stop it because my professor wasn't here, so I have to make up with him. So we're going to carry on in Yad Vashem tomorrow, the Rashbam. I told you yesterday that we will not, that we'll be skipping out the two tests in. I looked again yesterday. I think we can do the tests of BHC. We can do the tests of BHC. But you should look first, before you do the tests of BHC, look first at a Gemara on the Pubesum Alice. From Sonar Abonon, it's four lines up, five lines up, on the Kuf base, 102A, Sonar Abonon, five lines up, Sonar Abonon, until Amai, two lines down, in the same, five lines up, yeah, you're looking too high, five lines up, and then you go from the bottom of the page, five lines up, the English way of saying it. Five lines up until and Moscow. Five lines up until the next page, second line down on the page. Okay, that means go read two lines and stop there when you get to the word Amai. Okay? Titania. Well, Tonaravon. Five lines up, Tonaravon is the third last word of the line. Right? Tonaravon is all of about seven lines. So learn this writer, and then you can be able to see this place with the verses.
Rabbi, you think about Yehuda? You see a person trying to ask out before us, and he's doing. Keep going, bro.
Keep going, guys.
Better with
no problem.